This is David Haken with Casey Cafe Radio at the Walnut Valley Music Festival in Winfield, Kansas. I'm here with Ethan the Tan, who is one of the winners in the New Song Showcase. Welcome, Ethan.
Well, thank you, David. It's good to be here. I'm excited for this.
Tell us a little bit about your background in music.
Absolutely. Music, my family always wanted us to do music. They always encouraged us to do music. I remember my sister Savannah, she started with the violin at a young age of 8. And so I was 5 at the time, and I would tag along with her to violin lessons. And before I knew it, they gave me a violin, and I began taking lessons. And it sort of grew from there. I really have a love of music, all kinds of music. And here I am 16 years later, still having the same love and passion for it.
Great. What instruments do you play?
As I said, I play the violin. Mandolin is my main love and my main passion. I try some on guitar. It's not great, but I enjoy it. And I tinker around on the bass as well. I do play a Puerto Rican instrument called the cuatro. It's the native instrument of Puerto Rico, and I enjoy playing some different imported songs on that.
Cool. Tell us about one of the first times you played music in front of an audience.
I'm gonna have to go way back on that one.
Sounds like it.
Yes, I remember I played the violin at my preschool graduation.
Wow.
And it was in a little church, and I've seen videos of it, and after watching that, it brought back memories, and I vaguely remember doing that. And between that and I grew up performing at a little local bluegrass jam in AMO, Indiana, and that really helped make me comfortable playing in front of people, and they were very supportive.
So tell us what the spark was for the song you're going to play for us.
Sure. It was around April or May, and I was sitting at home, and I thought I'd never really have written a song before. I've always played other bluegrass songs and waltzes and classicals, and I really thought I should come up with something that was mine, it's original, something to be proud of, to put my name on it. And I sat there and I sort of played just this simple 3-4 waltz rhythm. And I thought, well, it needs to have a lot of chords, it needs to be something different, it doesn't need to sound anything similar. And it sort of just pieced together. I kept modulating from chord to chord, and I had my phone recording to get these ideas together. And within a day, I had it all together, and that's how it came to be.
Wow, let's hear that song.
All right. David,
thanks for coming in today and sharing some music with us.
No problem. Anytime. I love it.